Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Salatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another wonderful episode on the silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Please don't forget, when you are making dua, then also make dua for the ummah. Make dua to Almighty Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu, that for the sake of His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, that He grants relief to the ummah, shifa to those who are sick and suffering, as well as protection against the oppressors. Well, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today again, we have a lovely topic to discuss. A topic that each and every one of us wish to become that person. Which person? The one who is fortunate. The one who is successful. But what is success? And what does it mean to be fortunate? So stay tuned for that discussion. The beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness. For the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. Time is fast, life is short. And what matters, what truly matters is the present, is the now. And so dear viewers and listeners, we need to focus most of our attention on the now. What am I doing with my life? Because all of a sudden, the angel of death is going to visit. Ready or not? And there's no returning to this world. Once we are gone, it's over. So every day, let's do ourselves a favor and create this mindset. I need to read some amount of the glorious Quran every single day. Go over the translation from Kanzul Iman, the commentary from Miftahul Ihsan every day. Recite Salawat, Durud-e Pak, Istighfar, make sincere Tawbah, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout your day, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abstain from sins, fulfill rights of others, be punctual with your salahs and perform them properly. Learn and practice the sunnah, the perfect lifestyle. Learn something of deen for the day, learn a dua for the day. These things will help us. These things, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will include us amongst those who are fortunate, those who have attained success, not only restricted for this world, but also the grave, and on the day of judgment. Let's watch a beautiful kalam, and we'll continue with this discussion about who is fortunate. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Mawla, Mawla. علاج رکھ میرے دستے دعا کی میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے اپنی رحمت کی اپنی عطا کی اپنی رحمت کی اپنی عطا کی میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے
قلب میں یاد تیری بسی ہو ذکر لب پر تیرا ہر گھڑی ہو قلب میں یاد تیری بسی ہو ذکر لب پر تیرا ہر گھڑی ہو
مستیوں بے خودی اور فنا کی مستیوں بے خودی اور فنا کی
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے
حال آسی حد برا ہے تیری رحمت کا بس آسرا ہے حال آسی کا بے حد برا ہے تیری رحمت کا بس آسرا ہے
عفو جرم و قصور و خطا کی عفو جرم و قصور و خطا کی
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے
ہے یہ تسلیم سب سے برا ہوں میں سدھرنا خدا چاہتا ہوں ہے یہ تسلیم سب سے برا ہوں میں سدھرنا خدا چاہتا ہوں
عفو جرم و قصور و خطا کی عفو جرم و قصور و خطا کی
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے
نفس نے لذتوں میں پھسایا مجھ پہ لطف و کرم ہو خدایا نفس نے لذتوں میں پھسایا مجھ پہ لطف و کرم ہو خدایا دل سے چاہت مٹا ماں سوا کی، دل سے چاہت مٹا ماں سوا کی۔
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے۔
پھر عرب کی حسین وادیاں ہوں، کاش مکہ کی شادابیاں ہوں۔ پھر عرب کی حسین وادیاں ہوں، کاش مکہ کی شادابیاں ہوں۔ مجھ کو دیدار سورو حرا کی، مجھ کو دیدار سورو حرا کی۔
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے۔
مکر شیطان سے تو بچانا، ساتھ ایمان کے مجھ کو اٹھانا۔ مکر شیطان سے تو بچانا، ساتھ ایمان کے مجھ کو اٹھانا۔ نزعہ میں دید بدرو دجا کی، نزعہ میں دید بدرو دجا کی۔
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے۔
روح عطار کی جب جدا ہو، سامنے جلوہ مصطفیٰ ہو۔ روح عطار کی جب جدا ہو، سامنے جلوہ مصطفیٰ ہو۔ ان کے قدموں میں اس کو قضا کی، ان کے قدموں میں اس کو قضا کی۔
میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے، میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم۔ I'm sure you enjoyed that beautiful kalam. Continue listening to these kalams. Recite along. Get your offspring used to listening and reciting. May Allah Azza wa Jal take us for Hajj, for Umrah, time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If we ask the general public, in your view, who do you consider as fortunate, as successful. Largely, we will get the answer that the one who has lots of wealth, who lives in a beautiful area with a lovely house, and who has access to the best facilities, that person is fortunate. He's lucky, he's successful. And so the person themselves, they strive to become like that. Because according to them, that's the definition of success, of being fortunate. Am I fortunate? If we ask ourselves, many of us will say, no, I'm not fortunate. I mean, I'm just living hand to mouth. How can I be fortunate? I don't have a vehicle. I don't have a nice big house. How can I be fortunate? I have to send my kids to the government school. I can't afford private school. Government hospital, I can't afford a private hospital. Doctors, how can I be fortunate? So we are actually calculating fortune, success, from a worldly point of view, POV. Not from a reality. Because you just have to think about it. That if you have an individual, firstly, there's no issue at all in earning lots of halal wealth. No problem at all. Earn how much you can. Of course, whatever is due to you, that's what's going to come to you. You get some people, you think, hey, my fortune is going to change. Why? Well, I need to go overseas. To this country, I've applied for a visa, for a permit for that country and this country. And let me get istikhara done that, you know, which country should I go to? Why are you going there? I want to make money, earn lots of wealth. I can send some money back home, become rich. So where is yaqeen? That if you feel, if I leave my homeland, my family, my parents, and I go here and I go there, I'm going to earn, you know, lots of money and become fortunate and successful, which means the yaqeen has gone. The trust, the reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sitting here in my country, in my city, with my family, my loved ones, I can't do something that I can get that money that I feel I would get outside there, far away from family. Like there was a person, and you see, we need to build this. Yaqeen, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, total reliance upon Him from the bottom of your heart. Truly, is something we need to develop. There was a man, he went to a sheikh. He said, "Ya sheikh, please give me some advice. Give us," he went to the group of people, "give us some advice." He said, the sheikh said that, you know, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us complete yaqeen and trust in Him. The person said, "We have yaqeen." So the sheikh reiterated, complete and true yaqeen. She said, "What do you mean?" And the sheikh said, "Tell me, which village are you from?" He said, "We come from this village." "What you'll do in the village when there's a drought, when there's no rain for an extended period of time?" He said, we all gather, the whole village, we gather in a certain grounds, and we beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua, perform salah, ibadat." And the sheikh asked, "How many people took their umbrellas with?" So the man asked, "What do you mean, sheikh? There's a drought, no rain. Why should we take the umbrella?" So the sheikh said, "Complete yaqeen. If you went with complete, sincere, firm trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose control is everything, even the movement of the clouds, even the rain. If you went with that certainty, you would have went with your umbrellas, because it would have been raining. So fortune, good fortune, who's fortunate, who's successful, depends on how our minds have been set. If we are restricting it only to the world, that is very short-sighted. Because all those people who are rich and famous, maybe they are philanthropists, they help people, they help nations, they help remove hunger, starvation, all lovely works they may do, and they receive praises for that. They are advertised and promoted on social media, in the news, awards, Peace Prize, Nobel Prize, certificates, medals, trophies. That is their reward, which is a temporary reward. So if something is temporary, how can they be fortunate and successful? If they left this world without Iman. So in the hereafter, not zero, nothing will be for them. They receive the rewards in the form of those payments and recognition and praises and prizes in the world. That was the reward if they left without Iman. So who is fortunate, tell me? In the afterlife, if they left without Iman, faith, there's pain and punishment. There's humiliation and disgrace. Will you still call that person fortunate and successful and smart and intelligent and wise? Wise is the one who has recognized that there is none worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal. That the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. That the Quran is our guide, our guidance, our guidelines on how to live this temporary life on planet Earth. The Sunnah being a complete and comprehensive way of living, the perfect lifestyle. The one with full sincerity, with full certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trust, who lives their lives in accordance with the Quran Sharif, Ahadith, Sunnah, he is the fortunate one. He is the lucky one. He is the successful one. Death with Iman is the precondition for entry into paradise out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person, see, ultimate success for you and I as believers, as Muslims, ultimate success in this world is to live with Iman. That's it. And of course, ultimate success on Qiyamah would be to enter paradise without accountability to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the shafa'ah and intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to gain access into Jannatul Firdaus and the closeness to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to have the Dare Ilahi, the greatest bounty of Jannah, to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person is most fortunate and has attained the greatest of successes. Not the limited, temporary, short-lived success of this world. But it's our choice. We either choose the right way or the wrong way. How we decide to live this life. We need to build our yaqeen and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the glorious Quran, Suratul Hadid. Suratul Hadid, verse number 20. Translation from Kanzul Iman. You should know that the life of this world is nothing but play and amusement, an adornment, and you're boasting amongst yourselves and the desire to surpass each other in wealth and children. Yet another verse mentions, Surah Al-Hadid verse 20 has mentioned this part, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And the life of this world is nothing but goods of deception. Tafsir Surah Al-Jinan has stated, okay, we need to put things into perspective. We need to see things for what they truly are. Then we will be living in reality. Then we will have the proper definitions of who is most fortunate and who is truly successful. Tafsir Surah Al-Jinan says, the worldly life is to show pride and arrogance amongst one another and to desire an increase in terms of one's wealth and children over others. And if this is the state of the world and it contains such evils, then instead of attaching your heart to it and busying yourself acquiring it, one ought to busy himself with those actions that are beneficial for the hereafter, the afterlife. Dear viewers and listeners, what have I sent forth? What have I done? What am I doing with my life? Not how long you live, how you live. That's the important part, that we have a specified, clear, emphatic purpose. We have our do's, our don'ts, rules and regulations, the manual, Al-Quran, the practical example, the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thousands of role models, Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, Ahlul Bayt Athar, Awliyaullah, thousands of them. And any one of them, if you were to pick up the biographies and read and study actually, you will be inspired. Because those are the fortunate ones. Those are the successful ones. And it will truly be known on the Day of Judgment. Here, the devil, Shaitan, Iblis, Satan, whatever you wish to call him, he is Ar-Rajim, the cursed and rejected one. He decorates evils, the amusements, the entertainments. He makes it very appealing, very attractive in order for you and I to waste our short, precious life until the angel of death arrives and my eyes then really open that what have I done? I've wasted my life. Chasing the wrong things, thinking that good fortune and success lies in those things. Alas, it is too late. Before you and I reach that point, we have a chance. We have time, which is now, to realize that what is true success, that what is good fortune, who are the fortunate ones. And if I want to be included amongst them, then the mindset that we need to create, each one of us individually, how best can I live this short, precious life to please my Allah Azza wa Jal, my Creator, my Sustainer, the one to whom I am going to return to sooner than I realize. That's going to happen all of a sudden. And the fortunate one is the one who earns the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the blessings of virtuous deeds. The fortunate one will attain the bounties of paradise, will attain salvation from the torments of the grave and the plains of resurrection. It is one who will attain forgiveness for sins. That person is one who will receive divine mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get the recompense for whatever good they have done. Those are the fortunate ones who will exit their graves in beautiful forms. They will become a source of comfort and ease. They are those that advise others towards goodness and away from evil. They become a means of protection and salvation through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would intercede for others. And like this, these are the fortunate people. So who is truly fortunate? The one who has a large family, immense wealth, great contacts, a high rank and position in society. Or is it the one who spends his whole life submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who does virtuous deeds before entering the grave? Every truly wise person will have no choice but to answer that yes, the one who performs virtuous deeds is the fortunate one. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states in Surah An-Nisa verse 13, whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, Allah will take him into the gardens beneath which rivers flow. They will abide in it forever. وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Only this is the great success. Furthermore, Surah Ali Imran verse 185, Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, so the one who is saved from the fire and is admitted into paradise is successful. The Creator is telling us who is the fortunate one, who is the successful one. So those are the standards that apply to you and I if we are believers, if we are Muslims, if we are ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the above mentioned verse of the glorious Quran, the commentary from Tafsir Siratul Jinan mentions, we come to know that true success is that on the day of judgment, a person is saved from the hellfire and is given entry into paradise. Whereas although success in the world is success in itself, however, if this success is detrimental for the afterlife, then in reality it is a loss. And in particular, those people who do everything to succeed in this world, but they don't do anything to succeed in the afterlife, they are undoubtedly in loss. So every Muslim needs to give more attention. You and I, we need to give more attention towards those actions and put in more efforts for those actions that will grant us success. And of course, at the same time, avoid those actions that can become an obstacle on the pathway to true success. So the fortunate one is one who is saved from roasting and burning in the hellfire. The fortunate one is the one who successfully reaches the beautiful, unimaginably beautiful gardens of paradise. The fortunate one is the one who left this world with iman. So think for a moment. The fortunate person who leaves this world with his iman intact, has no fear from the devil, If the merciful Lord Azza wa Jal wills, there will be ease for him in the grave. He will be in safety on the day of judgment. He will cross the bridge of Sirat with ease. His good deeds will be heavier on the mizan, the scale. He will drink from the fountain of Kawthar. He would be eternally saved from the hellfire and eternally stay in Jannah. This would happen because that fortunate person left the world with his iman intact. Preservation and protection of iman is our number one priority as a believer. Parents, ask yourselves, if my eyes close today, which direction will my children take? Will they remain believers, Muslims? Will they die on iman? Of course, we must make, that's one of the du'as we should make every single day. Ya Allah, please protect my iman, the iman of my family members, my children, and my future generations. It's a du'a we should make every single day. Look, we don't know the hidden plans of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't. What is in store for you and I? But we should and we must take the necessary precautions to protect our iman. Fathers, husbands out there, you are the shepherd of the flock. You are the captain of the ship. That's your appointment in Islam. And if I don't have time for my family, for their tarbiyah, for their education, for their training, for their nurturing, well, I've got myself to blame. If things go south, if my children don't listen and become responsible, not just for the financial matters, not just for providing the food, become a responsible father, a responsible mother, and fulfill your responsibility. We'll have a short break and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has stated, Sab'atun yudhilluhum Allahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhill illa dhilluhu. That there are seven individuals who shall be granted the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that day when there shall be no shade except the shade of his arsh. From amongst these seven, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, A rajulun dhakarullaha khaliyan fafaldu'ayna. Amongst them is a man. He performs the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in private and his eyes flow with tears. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, in privacy he remembers it, he performs the dhikr of Allah. In privacy he sheds tears. This is not worship for the people. This is that done with sincerity. That done alone for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there shall be people from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who shall come on the Day of Judgment. And they shall have deeds which are like mountains. But those deeds which are like mountains, they shall be scattered. They shall be scattered like dust. Why? Because their deeds were not for the sake of Allah ta'ala. Their deeds were for the people. This person shall come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, I fought in your path. I performed all of this worship. I gave all of this charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall say, who did you do it for? Go ask them for your reward. My dear viewers, one thing is to do things in public. It could be done to encourage others. for the sake of Allah Ta'ala though. But another is having fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in private, behind closed doors. And if it was when nobody else is watching, that is a time for you to pray, for you to repent, control your tongue, lower your gaze, even when you are alone. Yes, public worship, brilliant, and the fara'id, of course, it must be done publicly. But it is private worship which can guarantee you Jannah, inshallah wa azza wa jal, ultimately guarantee you a tear out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guarantee you Jannah and also the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when there is no other shade. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Always something to learn in this fragrant, beautiful Madani movement of Dawat Islam. Wherever you are in the world, get in touch with Dawat Islami. Visit the closest center to you online. We have tons of facilities, classes, courses, books, material. There's so much available for us. Make up your minds that I need a daily, weekly, monthly spiritual injection. Daily, Dawud Islami has the nek a'mal, pious deeds that we fill out and you do your best to implement, to practice. So you monitor your progress. You remind yourself weekly the Sunnah inspired ijtima of Dawud Islami is there. Monthly qafila is there. Also weekly, the new booklet is released every week. Monthly, the new Faizan-e Madina magazine is released. And besides that, you can enroll in our courses online or on site as well. All of these things are there to empower us with authentic Islamic knowledge from authentic sources, authentic scholars and authentic books as well. And you know what? We need it. We need the constant reminders about salah, reading the Quran, reciting Durood Sharif, istighfar, making sincere tawbah, following the sunnah, following the teachings of Al-Quran, becoming aware of what spiritual disease do I have? What diseases? What are the symptoms? How do I get rid of it? What's the cures? Step by step. One step at a time. So if we attach ourselves to this beautiful movement with our families, with our children, you will see great progress in leaps and bounds. And of course, Shaitan, the thief of Iman, he's going to do his best to persuade you directly or through others, even on social media, not to be part of the success of Dawat Islami. Because he knows, once you start learning about his tricks, his traps, you'll avoid them. You'll learn how to break free from them. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said to his noble companions, alayhim ridwan, a dweller of Jannah will pass by you now. In the meanwhile, an Ansari companion arrived. He was holding his sandals in his left hand and water for wudu was dripping from his beard. He made salam. The next day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the very same thing. And the very same Sahabi, the Ansari Sahabi, arrived like the previous day. This happened on the third occasion as well. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhumah, he went to that Ansari Sahabi. He managed to get permission to stay with him for 3 days. He spent 3 nights with that Ansari companion, but he never saw him doing ibadat at night. However, when he would turn onto his side in the bed, he would do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the time of Fajr. And when he would stand, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu states, I only heard good words from that Ansari companion. And 3 days came to an end. I said, O bondsman of Allah Azza wa Jal, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying 3 times, a dweller of paradise will pass by you now. And all 3 times it was you. So that's why I made the intention to find out what you are doing. I haven't seen any great deed. So how have you achieved this rank? The Ansari companion, he replied, I don't have any other deeds except for what you saw. But there is one thing that I do not have any evil intent towards any Muslim in my heart. And I do not become jealous over anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted somebody else. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah, he says, I said to him, this is the action that has granted you such loftiness. And we do not have the ability for it. Dear viewers and listeners, keep looking at our own condition. What is my state, my frame of mind? What is the condition of my heart? If you look properly, you will find many things, many negative things. We know ourselves. We know the amount of sins that we commit. Yet in public, in front of the eyes of people, we behave like pious people, like humble people. But we know ourselves. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they know who we are. And so, to become fortunate, successful in both the worlds, do what needs to be done. Fulfill all that which is obligatory upon us. Extend good deeds with optional ibadat. Give out charity as much as you can. Fast regularly. Purify this heart, this mind, from impure thoughts, evil thoughts. Catch your tongue. Speak only that which is necessary, or speak only good things. Don't dirty your eyes, your organs, your tongue, your ears with the impurity of sins. Live a simple, humble life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by doing this, inshallah al-kareem, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are obedient to Him and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah al-kareem, that person would be included amongst those who are most fortunate and successful. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.